Yes, our next speaker is Shibing Yang.
Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm trying to use the next 10 minutes to introduce our study of racial differences in managing symptoms in persons with knee osteoarthritis. One of our authors, Dr. LePan, has served as a consultant to Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, and Dr. Eaton has received a grant support from Pfizer and also served as a consultant to Pfizer. So knee osteoarthritis is the leading cause of disability in the United States. And the current guideline for baseline osteoarthritis treatment is to use NSAIDs and acetaminophen to relieve pain and to use other type of non-pharmacological treatments to in combination with that. Meanwhile, because of the concerns of side effects from conventional medication and possibly due to some cultural influences among some race or ethnicity groups, complementary and alternative medicine, or CAM, are increasingly used. Indeed, arthritis is among the top six conditions for which CAM is used for. However, few studies simultaneously look at CAM and conventional medication among different race or ethnicity groups. So in our study, we try to evaluate the extent to which black and white persons use different therapies in managing their symptoms of knee osteoarthritis, and try to identify correlates of therapy choices among black and white persons separately. So we use data from Osteoarthritis Initiative, which is a multi-center longitudinal study. Its aim is to study the natural history of knee osteoarthritis. And the study cohort included persons with already established knee osteoarthritis and also persons who are at high risk for developing knee osteoarthritis. For our study, we included only those who have radiographic evidence of knee osteoarthritis and has had knee symptoms in the past 12 months, because the number of Hispanic and Americans of other race or ethnicities were too small to make any meaningful inferences. We included only white persons and black persons in our final analysis. So we used the definition and the categories of CAM suggested by National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. There are seven broad categories of CAM, namely alternative medical systems, mind-body interventions, manipulation and body-based methods, any therapies, and three biologically based therapies. So self-report of currently using any type of CAM was considered CAM-U in our study. The conventional medication that can be used for treating arthritis and was surveyed in our study included acetaminophen, NSAIDs, opioids, and knee injections, and doxycycline. Besides this, we also considered other socioeconomic and clinical characteristics. We used the knee outcomes in osteoarthritis survey, or COOS scale, to measure the severity of knee symptoms. There's five domains for this scale, and for each domain, a summary score ranging from 0 to 100 was calculated, and 0 meaning extreme symptoms, and 100 meaning no symptoms. We used the KO grade to indicate the evidence of the radiographic evidence of knee joint damage. The 12-item medical outcome survey was used to measure the participants' general physical and mental health. So in order to analyze CAM and conventional medication use simultaneously, we categorized the treatment approaches into four groups, namely CAM use only, conventional medication use only, using both and using neither. We used the multinomial logistic regression models to estimate the association between race and the treatment approaches, and to identify correlates of treatment choice among black and white separately. So this is the specification of the models. We used those who didn't use CAM or conventional medication as the reference group. So I will talk the interpretation of the estimates later. This figure compares the difference in socioeconomic between black and white persons in our sample. We can see that white persons were more likely to be older, less likely to be female, had higher education and higher income, and more likely to be married or partnered than black persons in our sample. Also, black persons had less severity in pain and other symptoms like knee swelling or knee stiffness, and had a better quality of life and a better knee functions. However, white persons had high percentage with KO grade equals 4, which means they have high percentage of persons that have radiographic evidence of severe joint damage. This figure compares the overall difference in using CAM and conventional medication between black and white persons without adjusting other potential correlates. We can see that white persons were more likely to use only CAM, while black persons were more likely to use only conventional medication to relieve their symptoms. If you look at the specific type of CAM, we can see that white persons were more likely to use supplements, especially glucosamine chondroitin, and more likely to use manipulation and body-based methods, that is, chiropractic and massage services. While black persons were more likely to use topical agents and more likely to use mind-body interventions. So NSAIDs were more commonly used among black persons as well as acetaminophen, while COX-2 inhibitors were more commonly used among white persons. So these three blue lines shows the odds ratio of using only CAM versus using none among black persons compared to white persons. So we can see that after adjust other correlates, black persons were less likely than white persons to only use CAM to relieve their symptoms. This line shows the odds ratio of using only conventional medication versus using none. So after adjusting other correlates, black persons had equal probability of using only conventional medication as white persons. This shows the comparison of concomitantly using both type of treatment. So after adjusting other correlates, black persons were less likely than whites to use to concomitantly use both type of treatment. We further compare the correlates of using treatment between black and white. So these three blue lines shows the odds ratio of using only CAM, using only conventional medication, and using both versus using none. Among white persons aged 65 years and over compared to white persons less than 65 years old. So we can see that there's no significant association between age and using treatment among white persons. But these three red lines shows the comparison among black persons. We can see that black persons aged over 65 years old are more likely to use all kinds of treatment compared to black persons younger than 65 years old. Females are more likely to use treatment, and this is consistent in both black and white. We found a positive association between education and using only CAM among white persons, but this association is not found among black persons. We didn't find association between income and using treatment, but we found a marginally positive association between high income and using only CAM among black persons. So the pain was not associated with using treatment in either black and white, but other symptoms like stiffness or knee swelling were associated with using treatment in both black and white. Radiographic evidence of disease was associated with using treatment among white persons, but not among black persons. Having mild joint osteoarthritis and having poorer general physical health was associated with using treatment in both black and white. So in conclusion, we found that black persons were less likely than whites to use CAM, either alone or in combination with conventional medications. We also found that older black persons were more enthusiastic about trying both types of treatment to relieve symptoms. The association between high education and using CAM were only found among white persons. Also, the X-ray evidence of disease were found associated with using treatment only among white persons. However, income seems to be associated with using only CAM among black persons. This may imply that the less use of CAM among black persons may cause or partially cause their unfavorable socioeconomic characteristics. Our study has several limitations. So first, the limited sample size prevented us from evaluating the treatment approaches among Hispanic and Americans of other race ethnicities. Secondly, the cross-section data limited our understanding of temporal sequence of symptoms and treatment. So we can only say we found some correlates of using treatment but not predictors of using treatment. Finally, we have only self-report information on therapies, so we cannot rule out the possibility of measurement errors. So thank you.